Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I thought the John D. said, so where are the men to say, then send for the captain, so let me go home.
Let me go home.
Oh, let me go home.
Let me go home.
Oh, let me go home.
Let me go home.
Now the captain on the mate get down, then they book up the people down. I'm gonna send for the captain, so let me go home.
Let me go home.
Oh, let me go home.
Oh, let me go home.
My
let me go
home. Let me go home. Because I feel so breakup. I want to go home. Today I'm excited. I'm excited because I have my cousin. I have my cousin Fred Ferguson, who is in the house, right? Fred Ferguson is a musician, one of the pioneer musicians, premier musicians in the Bahamas. But he's also a culturalist. And when I say culturalist, he believes that Bahamian music means something, that it's supposed to be infused in what we are, who we are, and what we're supposed to be doing. It is not by chance that we play Bahamian music. It's that is a right, an inherent right, that we play Bahamian music all the time, every and within every space. And I said, but Fred, what is Bahamian music? I believe that most Bahamians are confused as to what is Bahamian music. And I just challenge you, Fred. You ain't know what Bahamian music is. I believe that you play music that you were taught is Bahamian music, but no one knows what Bahamian music. So I said, man, if you can make some time for me, right? I want to ask you. I want to interrogate you. I want to put on the record your opinion, being a pioneer, premier musician in the Bahamas. What is Bahamian music? What is Bahamian culture? What should we be playing? And especially going towards the 50th anniversary celebration, right? As we recognize ourselves, as we promote ourselves, right? What should we be doing in regards to music? Welcome, Fred Ferguson.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. Good to see you, cuz. It's a pleasure, absolutely. It's interesting that you posed the question that way, because my answer to that question is a question. Here we are 50 years later. Should we be having these questions still outstanding? We should at least know by now where we're headed, culturally, nationally, so that these questions that you're asking don't be the same questions we're asking every day.
And we tend to ask this question again and again and again.
Every day. We can't seem to... We don't think it's important enough to identify what makes us unique, which is the definition of culture. Mm-hmm. What we are, who we are in this geographical location. The fact that you and I speak this dialect with an Acklin's hint,
yes,
is part of our culture. And you bring some... And Reg Eldon was just here from Eleuthera. His dialect is different as well. So all of these things added together makes us uniquely Bahamian. And so our music and our dance and the arts, the way we present it, also have that same sense of uniqueness, and we should be able to promote that.
I'm here to challenge you today, because I have a number of musicians listening. I have two of the Musicians Union listening at this present time, because mm-hmm. I say, oh, Fred Ferguson coming on, and I plan to mash up the unions, them in general, the musician, and bait you.
Only if it's worthy.
And to bait you, so we can make some decisions on the future of Bahamian music here in the Bahamas. Who is it to define Bahamian music and culture, right?
Yeah.
Let's start with that. We are uncertain what is the national music of the Bahamas. And I say we are uncertain is because I don't no longer know if it's Junknu, if it's Rake and Scrape, or if it's Calypso, or is it Gombe. In fact, few people even understand what Gombe is. They said, I thought that was a festival.
Yeah.
They do not know that Gombe is a music that comes from the Bahamas. It's a genre.
It's a terminology.
It's a terminology.
Yeah, it's
so I want you, in your experience, tell me, What is Bohemian music?
I understand, and again, we're in such a place in our country that it's difficult to for us to agree. You put 10 of us in the room right now, 3 of us in the room, and we'll all have a different opinion. I think it's going. I was at a conference when I worked at tourism. The tourism officials, opposite officials from other Caribbean countries, and somebody asked, so what is your music? And I watched a whole row of us push the chair back, and no one could have answered.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not a good place to be. In my opinion, and with a little bit of research that I would have done with other persons, gombe is not specifically a rhythm. It's a terminology. Let's say, for example, calypso, as an overarching terminology, has under it soca and all that other stuff that comes from Trinidad. Reggae has dancehall,
Eddie
and one drop and all that. Gombe could, and I think should, have under as the substrates rake and scrape, junkanoo, and of course all folk music. So gombe for me is the marketable term which includes the festival, which includes the logo which we already have designed. I understood from Minister Wilshcombe or someone who said that they have already registered that terminology as a Bahamian thing. So we had the festival, we have the gombe punch, we have the logo, obviously. And when we used to travel coming through customs, didn't they used to stick a gombe thing on your on your suitcase?
On the suitcase.
So it's something that we own. So from the music standpoint, and I think the Musicians Union back in the 70s would have recognition that gombe become the actual overarching music of the Bahamas, and the substrates would be those other ones that I told you.
What you're saying now is what could be or what should be.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily what is.
Well, what is the problem. That's why when we'll sit in the room, you'll say, play me some reggae, man. Play me some soca and play me some Bahamian music. That's crazy for me. We should at least 50 years in be able to send our kids to school in a room with other persons and say, you're from the Bahamas, what's your music? Our music is, and have a clear terminology.
A clear terminology. So this is the next question. Whose job it is to define what is the Bahamian music? Now, usually government claim everything.
Yeah.
Right? Surely it cannot be Ministry of Tourism to say, well, the official music of the Bahamas is this.
Yeah.
Surely, I would assume maybe perhaps Ministry of Culture or the Department of Culture should be able to define this is Bahamian music and these are the various genres.
Yeah.
But we don't even know what the Department of Culture is doing.
That was going to be my point.
Surely the musician unions, in plural, should be able to come and say, I hear you all had a clarion call to define Bahamian music. And we know that it perhaps is not us to conclude it, but we want to give our contribution. So when you do conclude, we put an input.
Yeah, I like that idea because just recently we just claimed what our national sport is. Mm-hmm. Sloop sailing. So some people came together.
And now the government came together. But definitely outside lobby.
Some outside lobby, and the government announced it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've said to the Minister of Culture personally that I think while he was making that announcement, it was a perfect time to make the announcement on our behalf. And, you know, let the technocrats come together and define it and show how it can be. Because rake and scrape can be written down as a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Junkanoo has a specific downbeat that's a rhythm that's separate and apart. The persons who can write the music and document it, bring them into a place and let them showcase it and take it into the schools. But I said to the minister at the same time, while you're announcing sports, is your ministry,
mm-hmm.
make it one announcement. And at the same time, the music of the Bahamas will be called gombe,
mm-hmm.
was a recommendation. And I say that under the previous administration, just before the election was called, a group of us were placed into a committee called the Orange Economy Subcommittee of the
mm-hmm.
Economic Recovery with Pam Burnside and Ali Nash Ferguson, Freddie Munnings Jr., myself, and others, Amanda Colson. And we recommended to the government that the music be called gombe. And they were about to put that through on the floor and so forth, and then the election called and the government changed. And so the committee was disbanded and it just went to the wayside.
I need to invite Freddie Munnings on the show too, so I can go see him and have him commit to some terms.
Us Freds, we never scared.
Look, so you mentioned that the Bahamian music to you, the official Bahamian music, the genre itself, right, is called gombe.
It should be called gombe.
I remember, right, because you know I tend to be a student of history. I remember circa 1990. circa 1992. It's Sheen from Gumbe to Junkanoo. I would put to you that the official music of the Bahamas is Junkanoo. And you're saying something contrary, that no, it's not Junkanoo. Junkanoo is a version of the Bahamian music,
yeah.
But the overarching music of the Bahamas is Gumbe. That's what you're saying to me?
That's what I say. It should be. Why would you say it's Junkanoo?
Because I just remember Grootsmith. And they says no longer Gumbe, it's now Junkanoo and all forms of versions of Junkanoo.
It can't be so, because Junkanoo is, again, it's a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Junkanoo is not just the festival. There's a specific downbeat on the and one that defines what the Junkanoo is. We don't dance to Junkanoo the way we dance to Rake and Scrape. We skull to Rake and Scrape. We two-step to Junkanoo,
mm-hmm.
because the downbeat is specifically different.
But let's put it on record. The different variations of Bahamian, young people in particular.
I'll break it down like this.
Yes.
The traditional Rake and Scrape that we know would have been the saw, the drum, the accordion, the comb and the wax paper, the harmonica. But there's a specific pulse that is led by that saw, that saw thing, that swing.
Mm-hmm.
That causes the skull. When I say skull, those who are old enough to know, we dance with partners like the Haitians do with the kumpa,
mm-hmm.
and the salsa people do with their thing.
Mm-hmm.
The traditional music prior to 1969, when Ronnie Butler recorded Burma Road,
mm-hmm.
I'd say that the traditional became pop, for want of a better word,
mm-hmm.
with Burma Road.
And I want you to say this, right, but you're going too far because I was still on Rake and Scrape. I'm still trying to understand what Rake and Scrape, because Rake and Scrape is only Cat Island. Surely it's not
absolutely
in
not.
Different islands.
Absolutely
there.
Not.
What other island Rake and Scrape come from?
We're from Acklands.
We don't have Rake and Scrape.
Of course we don't have Rake and Scrape.
We have Margaret and Gumbe.
No, sir. But see, again, it's a test of terminology discussion we need to have, because when I grew up, Gumbe to me was anything secular.
Mm-hmm.
My parents wouldn't let me listen to Gumbe music on Sundays. Because that was considered, that's what the secular music was.
Yes.
So there was no, that's why we say there's no rhythm that you could define. And when we want to define that thing that we call Gumbe, is very much calypso.
Mm-hmm.
So Rake and Scrape, those swings differently than calypso.
Yes, there's a shuffling, even as a way of life. Rake and Scraping is a way of life.
And we've been told that Mr. Carter came up with that terminology.
Yes.
But there's a distinctly different rhythm that could be defined as Rake and Scrape. Get involved. Just think of two songs that the most Bahamians would know. Burma Road, Get Involved,
mm-hmm.
which is Dr. Off.
Yes.
There's no fusion of the rhythms of those two songs.
Sounds like two different type of music.
Rake and Scrape, Junkanoo. That's the answer to the question. They both have different cadences. And so the fact you cannot put a cowbell in a reggae song and call it Junkanoo.
Hmm.
You can't put a saw in an R&B song and call it Rake and Scrape. So it's more than just adding the individual instrument. It's a cadence that defines what the music is.
Okay, so I understand Rake and Scrape and I understand the culture of
So when you want to compare, just take those two songs as references and you will see how the separation is.
And see, I'm still going to have to beat you because I hear what you're trying to say. And I'm trying to embrace what you're trying to say. I understand Rake and Scrape, and I even throw in Charles Carter inside of the definition, even though Turks Island says that's Ripshaw or whatever it is, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
okay. We won't go down that road.
That's okay. Now I want to understand Ronnie Butler's type song, because Ronnie Butler's type song, especially Nassau Rock, sounds...
Bahama Rock.
Sounds modern American rock and roll.
But let's come
instead
to this,
of Gumbe.
I agree. Let's come to this agreement. There's nothing in any written law, life law, that says that every single Bahamian and every song written has to be under those specific genres.
But I try to define the genres.
So I'm saying the thing is, as a nation, the same way we claim our national anthem, the same way we claim our national fish and all them other national things, my statement that I'm making is, let us claim something that we say is ours. When we speak, when I move around in the United States, they say, you're from the Bahamas? Yes. You have your own national anthem? Yeah, there's my anthem.
Yes.
So what's my music?
I'm sure. But we have a kaleidoscope.
And so you will never hear me say that every Bahamian artist who call themselves Bahamian must record that style. But if the Bahamians who let the dog out is not Rake and Scrape or Junk Canoe.
But I would have said that was the, one of those rock songs, like
so, so not even rock. There's, I mean, whatever the style is, they're Bahamians who perform that kind of music. T-Connection didn't do Rake and Scrape.
That's a different genre. Like,
yeah, what I'm
that's...
saying, but so they're Bahamians. Rihanna's music is not Barbadian music, but she is from Barbados, but she also knows where the music is from Barbados.
And this is where we are. I understand we have Bohemians who do reggae and rap, but we're talking about Bohemian music here now, yeah. Right? I understand Rake and Scrape, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to define the other genres. So we were listing the different genres just now, and yes. I interrupted you, and forgive me for that, all right? We have Rake and Scrape. Throw me out another genre.
Junk Canoe. That's it.
Okay. I understand Junk Canoe is a beat. I understand Junk Canoe is a festival. You call Dr. Off's song. I could even appreciate that as a Junk Canoe song.
Dance to Junk Canoe by yes. Bahamian.
Dance to Junk Canoe, I can appreciate. I understand the beat. I can recognize the beat. And I can say we can deviate from there and have other songs, duplicate other songs and say that's a Junk Canoe song there.
The downbeat is, from a musical standpoint, the downbeat is, like I said, You don't hear a Bob Marley song and say, "Man, I wonder what style that is."
Mm-hmm.
You don't question that.
Yes, but you know, automatically hear it, you know
the cadence. Mm-hmm. Not just because he sings it in a Jamaican dialect, the rhythm determines that. You don't hear a Marshall Montano, the guy from Trinidad. You don't hear his song and say, "I think that's Rake and Scrape," you know.
So I get two now. I have Rake and Scrape and I have Junk Canoe. I can identify that. I say that's Bohemian music. That's two different genres of Bohemian music. What else is there? Because we used to name...
Why do we need more?
Because Ronnie Butler's there.
Yeah, Ronnie Butler could do whatever style music he wants.
What is the style music, is it?
Ronnie's music is Rake and Scrape. They're not all of his songs, because Ronnie also did Echoes of My Mind, which is a ballad.
Yeah, but Echoes of My Mind, I would say, is a rock song.
No.
Or a classic song that other behemoths can... let me change it. I would say... That's a Gumbe song because I recognize that it's not a Bahamian song. Because if I hear it, other people playing, I say, no, that's a Bahamian song.
Let's don't compare songs with rhythm.
But I mean, the rhythm, it has a unique rhythm where it can be duplicated. It has to be something.
With Emily, I did the song Someday
mm-hmm.
as a Rake and Scrape song. But it's an American song.
Mm.
Who Let the Dogs Out is a Trinidadian song.
Yeah.
Done in an American style. So mm-hmm. let's not confuse songs. Bahamians could write, we could turn, Steiger Lee is an American song.
We Bahamianized that song.
By using the rhythm. The rhythm is the vehicle.
So the rhythm is what we have.
The rhythm is what we need to define. And so now, the same way that Bob Marley took it from the rock steady,
mm-hmm.
refined it. We should be able to, but you need somewhere to start.
And again, I ask you, and I see I have a caller here, I'm going to go to the caller next, right? Who is to start this movement?
The movement
in
is
in terms
here.
To write down and say, this is what we are, we're moving out.
The same way the people approach them for the sailing, I think we should approach them to document it. Just help us here 50 years later. Say from the powers that you claim everything else, while you're talking, the music of the Bahamas will be just the same as the flag of the Bahamas will be, the fish of the Bahamas will be. And so we can speak in one voice.
One voice. We're going to the caller there, producer. Patch the caller through. And next year, the 51st year of the Bahamas independence, we're going to be talking about the same thing, Fred.
Next 50 years.
But I can push it. I can push it.
Yeah.
And whoever this caller is can push the issue.
That's
go ahead, caller. Welcome to Guided Radio.
I'm talking away so loud. You and your guest, Hi, Muri.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm willing, thank God. We need justice, law, and order in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot, what's his name, first name?
This is Fred Ferguson.
Say it again?
Fred Ferguson.
Fred, what's that?
Hey, I'm good, thank you, sir.
Another Auckland's man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What I want to say to you, right, and I wish you can help me here. In the 50s, right, they was using the tub with the three string.
Yes. The tub bass, yes.
Yeah, tub bass. And maracas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Where did that came from? Where did that came from, the tub and the maracas? And I think that's very much a part of Bahamian music.
And you could see that, you would have seen that if you look in the history of America in the South, they did that there too. So a lot of the stuff that we have, come from, you know, our folks traveling in the South and and working the contract. And, you know, it was the same thing with Joseph Spence. You know, the style that he improved on and made his own style came from his working on the contract and hearing the drop detuning with the blues players. And so everything is brought from somewhere.
So let me ask you something before I go. Would you put those along with the instruments in which we use today and call it Bahamian music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The vehicle is the rhythm.
Okay.
The vehicle is the rhythm. So I can use, when we did the Bahamian first album, which was the one with Back to the Islands and all those stuff, when we were experimenting on the Junkanoo, what we attempted to do was to define what the rhythm of Junkanoo is for us. Junkanoo is a clear backbeat with whatever on the top of that. We broke those notes down and placed them on different instruments.
But it has a higher tempo.
I'm not even concerned about tempo. What we did is when we brought all of those notes together, it became one rhythm, which is the Junkanoo rhythm. So it's not about the instrumentation per se, even though that's indigenous. The rhythm that we're talking about is what's important and defines what it is that makes the rhythm Bahamian.
Got you.
Thank you very much,
Okay, thank you.
Okay. COVID came. And pause Bahamian music for a minute.
Yeah.
COVID, and I use this word loosely for this conversation, has gone. Right? It's been a year. I hear no new songs yet by no musician. I mean, I see KB working.
Yeah, yeah.
And one would assume that during that 2 years of COVID lockdown, there would have been a proliferation of music like crazy. Bahamian musicians would say, man, I have 20 songs each. Mm-hmm. We should have been going through a renaissance.
Now you see, now you're changing the discussion because now we're heading into a situation where I believe when we say the government should be the one that determines or make the announcement of what our music is, I think the government is also guilty in causing our musicians to be lazy.
Explain that.
Crab Fest, Junkanoo in June, Exuma Heritage Festival, all of these things that they perform.
Yeah, festivals.
Are paid completely by the government. Travel, airfare, performance, sound and lights. Why should, if I get one song, why should I write new songs? I'm getting paid. I think the government, I challenge you to tell me outside of Phil Stubbs, who can draw enough people on their own without government assistance to pay their own way to cover all of these things that I just told you about? And so as a result of that, you go to see a crab fest today, you go to see the opening of something tomorrow, and the next day you will see the same musician singing the exact same song.
Only one song. Tell all I ain't here.
Same. But they don't have to.
It's been 20 years now.
They do not have to, you see? And so that's why when you see like Phil Stubbs, he comes out once every 20 years. And he can draw as many persons and be able to pull enough crowd to cover his costs. Whereas I'm saying that I think the government should step back, privatize these events, make these artists write and earn their way. The moment I write a song that's going to plays once on the radio, I demand high pay from the government, which they cover for my travel, my airfare, and pay me and per diem. Why should I? What's forcing me to write new music?
See, you have me concerned now, because me, and I watch me beat you, right?
You've been trying a little while.
Yeah, I've been trying a while. During Carnival.
Yes.
Right? All kind of Bahamian songs came out.
Bahamians? Yeah, well, Bahamian songs.
All kind of songs. Okay, let me change the wording.
Yeah, I got you.
Songs sung by Bahamians came out during Carnival.
Money. Cash prize.
And since Carnival over.
Cash prize.
No Bahamian songs came out.
Cash prize. It ain't about.
So that's the solution.
That's the solution. That's why those songs come. That's why there were tons of songs written for that carnival. There's another carnival song competition going on right now. So you're probably going to hear some new music coming out again. And the Independence Committee is also doing a song competition. So you have two competitions that will be paying cash money. And see, you have to understand too, though, Nuri, because I'm old enough to remember. When I came into this industry full-time, musicians were able to make a living as musicians. musician, being a musician was a special thing. I worked in a hotel in the back room in Balmoral Beach and Junkanoo Lounge and Cable Beach and Waterloo and all these places. We had regular jobs. Musicians nowadays don't have regular jobs. So they need to jump on whatever opportunity they have to make some money. And so herein lies the challenge. Wherever, if Craft Fest comes and the government is paying for it, everybody clamoring for that job. If Independence comes and somebody paying some money, everybody's clamoring for that job. Because you cannot find musicians working on a regular basis in the country.
Cannot find musicians working on... It doesn't seem to pay to be a musician. It seems
today
like,
not.
It seems to be like a gig, but it's a side hustle. It's
today
side
not,
hustle.
Because we have a... You know, I was reading, and I encourage you, and I'm going to send you the link, as a report called the Schaefer Report. That was written in 1986, I think it is, where there was a study that was presented to the government to determine how we could preserve our cultures, the Schaefer's Cultural Report. And they talk about all these things. The government must ensure that these things happen, that remain in place, that musicians will be able to be employed, and we define who we are and create a separate ministry of culture, blah, blah, blah. We didn't take on any of those recommendations. As a result, the hotels have taken over, DJs have taken over, and now, even so much DJs, we have persons singing with karaoke tracks in our main night spots.
In our main night spots.
Yeah.
We now have, and they're Bahamians, musicians singing other songs in the hotels instead of promoting a Bahamian concept.
No question. We don't have a real native show, for want of a better word. I don't think we should have a native show that looks like 1950, but we should have a show that represents what the Bahamas is all about, telling our story in our dialect with our music. But no one sees the value of that today. And again, I've said this in many interviews and I've gotten flack for it, but the musicians are partially at fault for this as well.
Explain that to me.
We have taken advantage of a goodness when it was good. When I joined High Voltage in the day, the hotel didn't only give us a room to work with. We were allowed to eat free in the restaurants. We had a room, not just a little cubby hole. They gave you a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, we ride that to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Not my band. I talk about generally. Mm-hmm. We ride that to the ground. We don't come to work on
I
time.
I have another caller here, but I won't beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Both you and KB moved abroad to make a living. KB living in Cuba, then he comes down when he could get on contract here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You live in the United States.
Yeah.
Every so often I got to tax you there. Say what you said, I'm still in the States.
In my American dialect.
Yes. Right? It's almost, and I'm just using these brash words to beat you, right? It's almost as if you all abandon us as musicians. Say, man, I can't make it here, right? Until they send for me for a contract, I ain't coming. I have to go abroad and work.
Well, I'm not sure that is completely true on my behalf. On my behalf, I got the ability to become a resident, and so I'm taking advantage of that. So I didn't go there I wasn't surviving here, of course. Things were rough here. And then when I moved there, COVID happened, so I wasn't surviving there either. So I had to find another form of employment
mm-hmm.
to at least pay some bills while I was there. But I never abandoned my country. I've still been recording, even though it was COVID. Thank goodness modern technology allowed me to be able to play and record stuff over the internet. So I was still involved in the industry here. I can't speak for what KB is doing, but I understand why people move.
At least he have produced new songs. Like yes. I said, I don't know any musicians. We play covers.
Yeah, D-Mac has some.
Yeah, kudos, cousin D-Mac. Yeah. But let me put this caller through, because I see the Falcon's whole lifestyle is doing covers. Doing covers of other people.
So was Luther Vandross. So is, I don't know what's the
point. Luther has a whole slew of songs.
Of covers, though. Go and check Luther's biggest songs were covers.
I can explore that. Let me go to the caller here. Patch the caller through for me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello. Back to the topic on Gombe. You know, someone once told me that they were out. You know, they were on fish fry having dinner with a guy from Africa, and someone else was, you know, like over in the distance beating a Junkanoo drum, and the African guy said, "Hey, that's Gombe." You know, he recognized the beat, and it seemed like Gombe is a style of beating. Like, you know, they have names for different beating styles, you know, and and seem like Gombe is one of them, you know, back in Africa somewhere. I can't remember the country. Is that, I mean, I don't remember the story exactly, but...
I'm not very sure. I mean, I've heard that discussion, but I can also muddy the water some more by saying Jamaica has junkanoo as well. Jamaica has junkanoo.
Hey, not junkanoo. Yeah, I know some... Once I was talking to a tourist and she... You know, I was passing a tour, and I asked if she knew what junkanoo is. You know, like there's an exhibition in Russell Square or something, and I asked if she knew what junkanoo is. She said, yeah, that's the Bahamian name for Jamaica. It totally shocked me, you know. I never heard that one before.
No, Jamaica has a junkanoo festival. And that's looks, they don't have the same rhythm of the, in their thing, but they have costumes and they do the same kind of celebration, junkanoo, the festival. However, I make that point to say is, Trinidad, I think it's Trinidad or Jamaica, have rice and peas. And we have peas and rice, same ingredient, but we determine what makes ours separate and different. That's the only point I'm trying to make. Why are we afraid to form our own identity, even if Gombe is from Africa, as they say? But we can have our own.
No, I'm not like trying to say Gombe don't belong to us. I mean, we all came from Africa and, you know, we brought stuff with us. And, you know, like I don't know the history. You know, the history was in handed down. So we, you know, I don't know. I just,
yeah.
What I'm saying is, someone from Africa today recognized that, you know, the typical,
yes,
you know,
yes,
dynamic beat. You know, on a goatskin drum.
Yes.
Not jungle playing, just on the beat.
Yeah,
on
I understand.
Drum.
But if you listen to African music from different parts of Africa, you can find a very close relationship to the soca, to kompa, to all of the Caribbean stuff. But the thing is, even though we all come from, and the lines connect us all from Africa, everyone has taken the opportunity to define their own accent on that 16th note phrase. I'm only saying, as Bahamians, why are we afraid to grab onto our accent that makes us swing different than what soca is doing? That's the main point I'm trying to make.
I agree with Norito. Junkanoo is Bahamian. You know, if you're on a class, Bahamian music. I mean, like, normally if you're on a class something, like what they did with the, you know, you were talking about the sport. You know, cricket was hard, you know, wasn't really exciting. But sloop sailing is an exciting sport. You know, it's exciting at this time.
I don't think nobody could even know who won the race.
I don't know a boat. Nor nobody who sails.
I don't know.
I take that back. I used to sail.
Okay.
I used to sail, and I mean, before I sail, I went out Montague. I watched these boats. I say, what? I don't know what in the world happened. All I see is a bunch of sails out there waving them. But then I would hear the guys nearby, like, arguing and discussing and, you know, and strategizing on what could happen next. And then later on, I started sailing. And then it made sense to me. Like I could see I could see what's going on. Although all these bunch of sails way out.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, like in terms of, you know, just the support. You know, if there's a sailing going on one of the islands or even in Montague, you know, it's supported.
And I think the support is for the party. Regatta is the sport, not the sailing. Yeah. No one is be checking no boat.
But thank you very much, Carlo. I think.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me read some of these texts. It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. That sounds like Mr. Fred Ferguson. He's the best guitar player. Nobody could pick a guitar like him other than late Ronnie Butler. Fred, make the guitar talk. He's the best. So that's that person.
I appreciate that.
This next text says, if you go to Gombe, it's saying Bahamian music. And this is what Fred is saying. It is Bahamian music and should be the overarching music, which defines the different genres. I agree with this gentleman. Government needs to stop. And in terms of these festivals and handicapping musicians, right? Let's talk about covers. You mentioned covers. And Gino D, I think it's Gino D, did a cover on...
Stigley. Yep.
That was brilliant. I thought that was the best song ever.
Yep.
Right? Why can't we Bahamianize top songs?
We can, and we have, and we continue to do so.
We have.
99% of the music Ronnie Butler recorded was covers.
You got to call one or two of them. We can call them break right now.
Big Bamboo.
No, I let you say all those names. All right. Big Bamboo ain't Bahamian?
Nope. Letter from Miami.
That Bahamian?
Nope.
We can talk some things, yeah?
All right. You're born there.
You can devil's a liar. Right. You need to carry on.
Let's get serious.
These Auckland people lie. Oh, let's go and break it. Let's go and break it because Cousin Fred is talking foolishness. Talk about that as a cover. They're Bahamian songs. I know Bahamian songs. I grew up with them. Beam it right then.
Me too.
We'll be right back.
Brown girl.
You know what going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And the Bahamians aren't prepared to stand up and fight and defend their own Bahamas, then you don't deserve
to. Listen, listen up to what I have to say. It's time for a change, start a brand new day. We can't sit anymore in the same place, live in the same old way like we did yesterday. Open up your eyes and see the truth, the forces around you.
And that right there is one of Fred Ferguson's songs there. Big time song, international song, right?
Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking about covers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start listening to a slew of songs that are covers, Bahamian covers of other people's songs. And they say, no, man, these are Bahamian songs. Mm-hmm. We wrote these songs. Mm-hmm. And I want you to remind me of call one or two of their names so I can visualize that we've been covering songs for a while, you know, and Bahamianizing songs.
Yeah, for ages. I mean, when you think of, we always played a song by, I mean, we started playing it on the radio, and even though Ronnie didn't want it to happen, the song is called Bungie on Fire, Give a Number One and Drive It Home.
Dying Bahamian?
Nope.
Ronnie write that song?
Nope. He wrote the last part, the mm-hmm. Pepe and the Vaseline section.
Yeah.
Tell All I Ain't Here, Letter from Miami, Someday. I see a lot of artists playing songs that they play this other song by Sparrow. Forget what it's called right now. It'll come back to me in
no
a minute.
Problem.
But a lot of the music, You're Born There. Nope. So these are all songs that we have covered.
I'm amazed and shocked. I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And especially these traditional Bahamian songs. Blind Blake and Spence, where I thought that, hey, these are Bohemian songs we wrote and these other people singing our songs. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that we borrowed some of them and we put
on them, on some of them, yeah. Like I said, the biggest song that we, the one that got our country the Grammy Award with the Bahaman, is even that isn't our song. So
mm-hmm.
we've been doing covers for a very, very long time. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. My argument has never been what songs you choose to do. I'm talking about the vehicle, man. Just determine what it is that is going to make us uniquely Bahamian. And identifying that cultural dialect, that musical dialect, let's define that, let's grab onto that. And then we have the foundation to use to Bahamianize. So when we take a song that is written by somebody else, we could place it on top of the truck, the rake and scrape truck, and carry it.
Before Ronnie Butler died, he did some, the joint ventures. I forget the right word for
duet.
That. Duets. With Bohemian Trey, and I forget the next gentleman is, but I know Bohemian Trey, so I can call his name, right?
Yep.
What was brilliantly done, it's like a rap, right? Yep. With a whole rambling, calypso-type feel.
Mm.
But it modernized it where young Bohemians could say, hey, I like that.
Yeah.
Right? And where old Bohemians say, I like that.
Yeah.
How come we ain't doing that?
Listen, let's clear this again. There's no, the first duet that Ronnie Butler did, I did it with him and Sweet Emily.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Rake and Scrape, I wrote that song, Look What You Do. There's no limitation to what Bohemian artists can do. Bohemian Trey is a young rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He could strive to be the best rapper that he can be in the world. And if he wins a Grammy Award and he gets on the stage, I think he should say, I'm a Bahamian rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But the music that I'm doing is not Bahamian. Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You could do that.
Let's go to this caller. Let's talk about the 50th anniversary and what should be happening musically.
Okay.
Go ahead, producer Patrick. Go ahead, caller. You can hear me?
Good morning, New. How are you doing? Good morning, Fred Ferguson.
Hey, Bunkin.
Yeah. Listen, I would like to see this 50th year going forward, the government build a studio for young folks who can't afford it, and they probably share the profit. I'd like to have your take on that. And also a studio, a digital studio, and that purpose. So you could comment on that. And your independent music, when it's coming out, I'd like to buy it. Have a good day.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. I am like I said earlier, I think I'm wary with the government being so involved in these things, even though, I mean, it'll be great to have them start by funding it maybe, but we need to put it in private hands, or at least the hands of the musicians to manage and so forth, so we could, you know, when the government gets in and every 5 years you change administration, things just go haywire after that. I think they have things that they could do that's even better, what they have control over. All these things that are national. Let's start with fixing the letters on the National Arts Center, the old Shirley Street Theater. Even though the building is bad, it's still owned by the government. The letters are falling off. Let's fix that. Let's start with that. Let's help places like the Dundas, who are now in operation, who are looking for assistance just to put their air conditioning unit in. They're doing great plays and getting great reviews and so forth, and they're still struggling when I see the government officials going away and talking with these other persons, talking about how they're going to come in and bring people to assist to do this and that, while they're doing the same thing here already. If we need assistance, help us with what we have now. But instead of building a studio first, I think we should just fix all these national things we have. Let's determine what they are and why they are. We have all these national arts festival and national youth choir who's struggling, and national dance school. We don't know who owns what. You know, sort these things out. These are important things that we need to do.
The 50th
anniversary. 50th. I mean, let's make it a 50-year one. Let's start over, bro.
Let's start over.
Let's take that first 50.
Is there a need to start over?
There is a need to start over. We have lost our way culturally. Culturally, we have lost our way, and I think we need to get to a place where we can now use this year 50 as year one to fix those things. Let's get the Schaefer Report and start
from
there.
What if I tell you our government is not interested? And not interested purposely. They don't know what to do. Not interested. Who should lead this charge? How do we still jumpstart and make it movement without the government? Let's pretend that the government there was a riot and the government was moved, displaced.
Well, you see, again, and I don't claim to be smart at this point, but I think we need to separate the definition of government and administration. We seem to conflate the two and make them to be one. Our administration is the PLB and the FNM. Our government is our constitution. And so I imagine we need to write clearly within whatever guides us. Again, I make reference to the Schaefer Report. Let's implement that report. There were two others that I know about done since then. Let's get a clear determination on what it is that we want to happen culturally. Let's get a separate Ministry of Culture. I think if I had to be controlled as Prime Minister, the Ministry of Culture would be my umbrella ministry.
Mm.
Because everything comes from that.
Put it in the Prime Minister's office.
Yeah, how you build your roads, what your curriculum is going to be. When I went to Germany, the guy, the Minister of Culture guy or whatever he was, he said, we know what our children are going to look like in the next 20 years or something. Because there's a design. They build their houses with a certain slant on the roof because we have snow heavy. You can't build it flat because it's going to come through. So, you know, we'll probably say we didn't let people build on our beaches so we could have access to the water. And swimming will become the national sport.
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded by water. Mm-hmm. So I think we just need to make a clear decision that goes across the political divide. Agree that this is going to be the plan for the next 10 years, no matter who gets it, no matter who the administration is. And I think that would be the way to make us go forward.
Bay Street and culture and music.
Yeah.
Give me some ideas.
Bourbon Street.
Explain that so people who listen.
Bourbon Street in New Orleans is their Bay Street, the main street. And what they do is at a certain hour of the day, they put those things in the middle of the road.
And Behemoths can play the covers of other
you
people's
songs. Whatever you want. I don't care if you
and
play.
And everyone playing the same song.
I don't care if you play a Bob Marley. Listen, I've seen D-Mac turn a Bob Marley song into a rake and scrape that made me almost come to tears. I had taken them.
I think Bloody did that. Bloody? I think that's how you
pronounce it. Come on, bro. It's the vehicle that I'm talking about. Mm. I'm not so concerned about the content at this moment. It's the vehicle that's important to me. And so even if we do covers, I don't buy the argument that we have to give the tourists what they know. I'm very much against that. People say, well, I speak in an American accent because they can't understand me, which is nonsense to me. Or I got to play the rap song because this is what they know. If they wanted to hear that, they'll stay in America.
Mm-hmm.
When they come here, they should be able to hear our rhythms, taste our food, see what makes us who we are. And so if the covers, if you turn it in Pretty Blue Eyes, for example, which is not our song, place it in the right vehicle. But you need to know what that vehicle is. And that's either, for me, Gombe, Substrates, Rake and Scrape, and Junkanoo.
I was going to ask, can we host a Bohemian music festival? And I thought about the festival we have on the Family Island, but that can't be it.
I'm a founding member of the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started that festival, it was going in the right direction because it was Rake and Scrape competition.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we even had the first or second year, a group from America came and competed.
Mm-hmm.
And groups from the different family islands, Long Island came and the Lutra came, and there was a competition. Now it's exactly the same as Crab Fest.
Yes.
Is exactly the same as Regatta here at Montague.
And all the festivals tend to look the same.
And so it's
and
just
feel the same.
It's the same. So we just take us, all of this is people getting a chance to go to the Family Islands to party. And so having a festival of that we have to find a way to get new material, and we have to make 50 year one. We have to start over. We have to start over.
This is the year of rebirth and rejuvenation.
You know,
we're starting off from zero.
We have to start, but then you have to know where you're going. You have to know what you want to do by start. You can't start over and do the same thing you did 50 years ago.
So we have a Minister of Culture, right? Sports, Youth, and Culture, who claims that he's passionate on pushing and driving culture through, right? But surely it's obvious that we are struggling in the musicians' area.
Every minister of culture in my lifetime, culture to them was Junkanoo. And every minister that I am aware of who has been appointed as minister have been involved in Junkanoo. You think about it. Their whole thing of culture, you know, Neville Wisdom was a cowbell shaker. Charlie Maynard was with the Saxons. Danny Johnson is with the Valley Boys or whomever.
Mm-hmm.
They all, when you say culture to them, is all Junkanoo.
It's all Junkanoo. They forget about music.
They just forget. They just forget that this is broad. That's why I'm saying that culture ministry, we've always had youth sports and culture, ministry of education and culture.
Before you go, because we're getting ready to over right now, recommendation to the musicians union. We have two of them now.
We have two now, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know, we have to understand what the purpose of the union is. The union is representation. Mm-hmm. And representation means you need to have something to represent. And you also need to offer to the entertainers. I think they're not just musicians, they're entertainers. They should be representing actors and dancers and everybody else. So if that is what their roles are, they need to operate under that umbrella. They're not agents. The union and agency are two different things.
What do you think about government forcing hotels to have you all play music?
I think the government should force the hotels to take 0.1% of their profits and put into a grant for the development of culture.
But not giving the gigs? I like your idea better.
Of course, I mean...
Because they play on the beach and by the pool.
Yeah.
Other people's music, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And everybody sound the same.
Yeah.
No original music being built. No,
but again, like you say, we, when you listen to Jungle New Groups, they're still playing Osam. All the Jungle New Groups play the exact same thing.
Oh, perfect.
Because the song... And then when you listen to Bay Street, the Jungle New Groups play the most popular soca song because they get the best response on in Rawson Square.
I had Fred Ferguson with me. I need to bring him back before he abandons us and goes to the States again.
You still want to bait me some more?
Yes, I need to bait you some more. Anyway, Guardian Radio, the AM with T.A. Nuri. I enjoyed you.
I appreciate you.
How wonderful day.